Could you bring me back my phone? What?
Okay. So let's begin. just in terms of going forward, I'm audible, just to make sure. Yeah? Okay. Thanks, Seth. Yeah. So what I want to do, again, we're running out of time a little bit again. It's always hard to believe. But so let's try to skip a little bit again. I hope some of the point would maybe fill in the middle. But I do want to get in two sugyas before we end. We'll talk about that in just a second. So if we could do the next, let's say on Tuesday and Thursday of next week, what I'd like to do is Yud Amud Aleph. I'm going to skip the rest of Ches and Tes for the moment. And, you know, you could put it on my list. But Daf Yud Amud Aleph through the beginning of let's try it. Well, let's see what we can do. We'll start with Yud Amud Aleph from Itmar Shochet Pasak and Vinimsa Paguma, the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. These are, I want to do some of the big, you know, Rov and Chazaka topics, at least touch on them. They're massive topics. We won't be able to do them, you know, exhaustively, but at least the local material and some of the other issues. So let's start with the first one. Again, we touched on this when we talked about the Baal HaMoor and Ramban on the Rov Mitzvah Netzach Shechita Mumchen Hein earlier in the year. but let's talk about it now. So I'll give you more Mar Makomas, but let's just start by going through the Shaka Vitaria here on Yud Amud Aleph until the Gemara here on Yud Amud Beis. And that'll be our, we'll try to get that one in too. Okay, so Yud Amud Aleph until Yud Amud Beis. Let's go through that first. I'll give you Mar Makomas over the weekend, hopefully. I'm just trying to figure out how much time we'll actually have to do it. But and that'll dictate how many Mar Makomos I'll give you, because I don't weigh you down more than we need to. So let's start with that. Until the Gemara's discussion about Rov. So that's Yud Amud Aleph through Yud Amud Beis. Until Minaha Milsa de Amar Rabbananuki Milsa Achazake. Okay? And that'll be then we'll try to get that one in also very quickly. That's Yud Amud Beis until Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Until the, if you go four lines into Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that's, you know, until Echad Lo Efshar Lo Efshar. Again, I don't know how much we're going to be able to do of either, but that would be, so let's, for now, let's try to do Yud Amud Aleph through Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the sugyas of Chazaka. And of course, to begin with the Gemara Rashi, and especially this Tosis de Ramaschal, Sakin Estroi, Behem Malo Estroi, and to compare this Tosis to the Tosis in Nida, on Dav Beis, and then we'll talk about the Taurus of Biases and I'll add that, but first let me just gauge, of course, the Rambam, the Baal HaMoor al-Atar, and then we'll look at the Taurus HaBayis, but we'll try to do what we can to get a little bit of the topic in for Chazaka. That's number one. Number two is, I'm not sure how many of you are interested, given the reality of summer activity and possibility, but I'm in, you know, initial negotiations with my son-in-law, who many of you know, and many of you were talmidim of in Moresh HaKolel, Rabbi Shmuel Dov Weiss, otherwise known as Rabbi David Weiss, who is really an excellent Magid Shir. So it's possible that he will have time, if there's an interest in a group that wants to continue to learn over the summer, I guess in July and, you know, chunks of August, it would be a different topic. Probably, I think, topics in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. We haven't, you know, finalize anything or conclude it, because we have to figure out, you know, where everybody's going to be, their schedules, et cetera, et cetera. But if there's an interest in that, and I would recommend it very highly, then, you know, just maybe let us know through Avraham, or you can, you know, just let me know, whatever. We'll try to figure out some way to gauge interest, if the group wants to stay together, or if there are other people who want to join, you know, for a limud over the summer. It's also possible, Natan suggested, I have some obligations over the summer, so my own, you know, participation will be much more limited. I have to, you know, address and focus on a few other commitments over the summer. But Natan asked me if it would be possible to do like Hashkafa Shir at least once a week. So again, that's very possible to do. I'm happy to do that, either alone, but especially maybe within, you know, the framework, if we do, you know, create some sort of a continuing framework for those who are home and interested, etc. Okay, so these are things to, I guess, food for thought. Od Chazanoi will kind of, you know, this is a developing potential, this is a developing potential plan, and, you know, we'll see what unfolds, in the next short while. Okay. For today, I want to finish off. We have a lot, on our plate. So I want to speak about we're talking about the Shabbos part of the sugya. There's so much more to talk about than that. I do want to mention that Tani brought to my attention that the language of Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, I don't know if you have it there, Tani, really confirms, I guess, our local Tosis formulation more than Tosis and Shabbos on Daf Kuvav, reinforcing some things that we've said. Correct, Tani?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have language there, just so we can... That's, of course, an earlier or, you know, more authentic in some respects version of Rabbeinu Tam. So that's always very important. Do you have the language available?
Yeah. So he says, "Tarit lo dami Shabbos l'avodah zara, hahal agavi Shabbos machs machshavas asher Torah machshava kol dehu, v'af pishe kilkum rebe min arevach, yigon chesik taner gadol v'avur pas echad, v'af pishe osu pas echad inu shavu l'shush and eitin, komakam nasis mashav tel chayib, chen nami abe hibik gedish v'shabbos, kelis chamik negda,
Here, it's interesting also because he adds about Lagabe Avodazara look siva makshava. So, but again, what emerges very clearly is that the Shabbos is the exception, right? And that the Avodah Zarah, is the rule. There's also no citation of, Leidbak Ma'uma Menacherim. As I was saying, and we'll get to this in just a minute, but it's very important for the Taz. The, you know, which is the exception, which is the rule, or is it simply a straightforward, you know, chiluk of two totally different things? Like for the Ravid, I would say it's a straight chiluk. And maybe true for many other of the Mefarshim as well. But for a bit of time, and say for Yashar, once again, it sounds like if you don't have the ingredient of Makshava, then of course you're going to assess by the aggregate. That's the natural. That's not a Chiddush in Yisurei Hana, or particularly in the Avodah Zarah Yisurei Hana. That's just the normal din, and the exception is Melech Makshava. So that's an important perspective just to keep in mind. Okay, so what I want to do now is discuss the other part, namely the Isra Anah part. Let's move away from Shabbos for now. And Od Chazon Lamoed, there's so much more to talk about, obviously, in Shabbos. But, before we do that, just one, you know, also a quick point, you know, connected more to the Isra Anah, just to remind everybody what I mentioned the other day, and that is that the Balamar's Ha'ara, that the Rif omits this conclusion in the Sugya. And that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, some of the Achronim there quote the Knesset HaGedola, who makes the suggestion that the reason that the Rif omits this distinction in the Gemara is because he doesn't hold by it, because he's bothered by Tosis's question, and that he doesn't think that you can be a mechalek between Hilchos Shabbos and Isuri Anah, and consequently thinks that it's one din, one halacha. So that is basically what the Knesset HaGedola suggests for the Rif, and you can find that in some of the Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so let's talk now about the Isur Hanah part of this more directly. So the Pashtus, it seems like if you use a Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah, right, for Shechita, that there is a Heter Gomer. That's the language. Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah Mutar Lishkot Ba. Okay? And the Pashtus, again, just the language itself, clearly, means that there is no reservation, no reticence, no reason, not to jump in and do this. However, as we already, I think, noted, Eric, Rambam Shita seems to be, if you have the language of the Rambam, or just tell us what it says.
Rambam says there's an Isser Lechachila.
He doesn't say it, but it sounds that way because the Rambam ever so subtly shifted. Again, this is why you need a microscope sometimes, right? He just shifted the language. Again, the language of the Gemara is Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah Mutar Lishkot Ba. So the language of the Gemara, the mutar part goes on the verb, you're allowed mutar lishkot, right? Whereas the Rambam, its language is Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah Sheshachat Ba. Notice he doesn't say the mutar on that part. For the Rambam, the case is already a de facto reality. I mean, somebody did this. Harezeh mutar. The Rambam puts the words Harezeh mutar after the fact. Whereas in the Gemara, it's prior to. In the Gemara, it's prescriptive, is what I'm trying to say. And in the Rambam, it is a response to. So the question is, what does that mean? It's a little bit, it's a change, number one. You could say, well, subtle language. I mean, the Rambam was, as we know, acutely sensitive to language. That's an assumption that we always make, an assumption not based on guesswork, but just on consistency in patterns of Rambam reading. All right, that doesn't mean that every subtle difference in language is picked up, but especially when there's a certain, again, we'll make the methodological point, awkwardness. Like it's strange to use the way, if you're already examining language, Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah Sheshachat Ba Harezeh Mutar, right? Again, mutar typically, doesn't mean, after the fact. It always means, before the fact. You could say, how is a kosher? That would have been a better, so it sounds like the Rambam wanted to retain. Yeah.
Unless he's referring to the basar, possibly.
Yeah, I think I just said, unless you want to say Hareza kosher, but he means Hareza kosher. Clearly he does. Clearly that's what
he would have said Muteris, Lulashan Akeva, like he says Asura when he's going on the Behema.
Well, unless he means instead of the Behema.
Mutter Bahana.
Mutter to get Hana.
Mutter to get Hana. Right. Where the Hareza Mutter, right, I mean, Asher's making a dictic point, like if it was the Behema, it would be Muteris. If it was the Basar, it would be Mutter, right? Either way, Mutter is a better thing to say. I'm sorry?
In the next line, when he's talking about the Behema, he says, Lashon Akeva Asura.
Yeah, because there he's clearly talking about the effect. So, right, so that would be more consistent, I agree. So it sounds like the Rambam a little bit wanted to retain the language of the Gemara, because he's interpreting the Gemara, and a little bit maybe of the sense of the Gemara, but it's a little bit of an awkward usage, as I say. Number one, it's different than the Gemara, and it's different in a meaningful. You don't have to always, I mean, especially if you're an elegant writer, so if you want to rewrite things, that's great. Again, the methodological aura here is that if you're an elegant writer, you're not going to write things in a more You're not going to take a good formulation and make it worse. Okay. That's what, kind of what the Rambam did here. That's my Ha'ara. The Ha'ara that the Rambam changed the language of the Gemara, and it sounds like he thinks that there's some, you know, element of Bidi'evit here. That's the Ha'ara also of the Kesef Mishnah, obviously. I'm just adding that, you know, and you guys are kind of helping with that as well by wondering about the Basar part. Clearly, you know, it does kind of refer to the Basar. A little bit it refers to the action in after the fact, but not the action before the fact. There's something going on in the Rama. We'll just leave it at that. I should add that the Gra in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya seems to want to avoid the Kesef Mishnah. Obviously, he knew the Kesef Mishnah, and he seems to want to ignore. He seems to want to ignore that conclusion. The Gra says here in Os, this is Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Beis is where the Shulchan Aruch deals with this issue in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. It says, Sakin Shel Alilim Sheshachad Ba Hareze Mutter Mipnei Shehu Mekalkel. Right? Again, clearly referring to the Basar. So the Gra in Os Beis says Kimosha Kasav Shem BeGemara Velo Kaamar HaRambam Diaved Ela Mishum Yashan. I mean, he thinks. We'll get back to this point. The Gra thinks, unlike the Kesef Mishnah, that the Ram doesn't mean that there was that this is only Bidi'evid, but that the, let's say, you know, reservation has to do with the next part of the Gemara, the problem of Blias Iser. Like if it's an old Sakin, so there's something else to be worried about. So it's not a Bidi'evid from the Surianah point of view, it's a Bidi'evid. You know, because maybe in X amount of cases, you're also now going to have to contend with a Shamnunis problem. That's the Gra going out of his way, saying, I don't like the Kesef Mishnah, but I acknowledge that Yesh Dvarim Bego, that he's putting his finger on something. Okay, so that is, this is a question. What does the, if you don't like the Gra, which I don't, because the Rambam talks about that part, you know, separately and elsewhere. So I don't really think that that's the primary issue. So the question is, what is the problem in this Rambam? Oh, it also should be noted, and this we'll get back to in a second, who mentioned it? Eric, right? Eric was quarterbacking us, as it were. So what else is there in the Rambam, in that Rambam? That's important. Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah Sheshachad Ba Hareze Mutter Mipnei Shehu Mekalkel. Okay, go ahead.
Right, well, then he says about the Mesukenes, and I saw Bema, Mesukenes, or is that Asura?
Yeah.
It's also Asur B'dievan. And then...
And he's Asura B'pteishu M'take.
Right. Or is that Tikam Anas M'sham Sheva L'shav? And then he says, by the Chaticha, though, Kachin Asur Lachtuch Ba'basar, which sounds like a more L'chachil L'ashem.
Yeah. B'chein Asur Lachtuch Ba'basar M'pteishu M'take. Again, with the mutter, it doesn't say mutter lachtok baderech, whatever vashkasa. There you could say maybe it's baltashkas, but again he has. So again, Eric, very good. So the point you want to make is there are two things. The Rambam has two extremes here. If you already know the shittas of the Rishonim, which we're going to discuss in just a minute, one is, it sounds like, what do I mean by two extremes?
First of all, that it would be mutter only b'di'evit and also l'chachil l'shecht, and also by
the... Okay, right. That's the first halacha that we mentioned. I meant two, good. So two extremes, even on the next part of the Rambam.
Uh-huh. So that, I guess I'm not sure exactly where...
Well, not necessarily problematic. You know, when somebody's an extreme, it doesn't necessarily mean problematic. Sometimes the extreme things are the easiest to understand. Sometimes they're even right.
Okay, so by the Chaticha, at least, so he says it's us or
lach. You made the diuk. There are two more, the Rambam seems to treat this is a diuk that the Mefarshim themselves made, right? Some of the poskim, the Shach in particular, right? And that is that he treats the two cases of the Seifa differently. Correct? As you said. Meaning if you shecht, how does it go? 1 second. One more time. Yeah. When it comes to Behema Mesukenes, there he says Harezu Asura. And when it comes to V'chein Asur L'chatech B'Basar, you know, once you have Shachut, and now it's a question of cutting up the Basar, right? So he says Asur, and he doesn't mention anything about Asur to do it, Asur L'chatech, but he doesn't say anything about the status of the meat. Right? That's the diuk that you made before. Correct, Eric? Not putting words in your mouth. Right. Which is a diuk of the Shach and others in the Rambam as well. And other Nosa Kalim too. Right, if you read the Rambam very, very carefully, so I have three chidushim. There's a lechatchila, sounds like there's something, either a lechatchila iser or something in between lechatchila, you know, and something else with regard to, you know, the regular case of a behema, you know, bari. There is then a chiluk between, in a case where there really is a problem of Yisurana, there's a chiluk between Mesukenes and Chatichas Basar. But what I wanted to say, what I was adding before was that there seemed to be, both of them are treated in the extreme in this chiluk. By that I mean, the behema seems to be Asur Lagamri in the Rambam. As opposed to what? Either being just Asur Lachtoch, but not Asur B'diavad, which is the view of who? Eric? You know?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I'm saying, let's take the Rambam's Seifa for a second. The ratio we've already noted for a moment, and we're going to get back to that in a second. But the on the Seifa part, the Seifa there, let's call it Seifa A and Seifa B. Seifa A is Behema Mesukenes, then he says Asura. As opposed to what? There are two options. You could have said muteres b'di'eved, and it's just usur to do the ma'isa, but the cheft says muteres. Who holds that?
I think maybe that was the Rush.
Excellent. Exactly. We'll read the Rush in a minute. That's the view of the Rush. The Rush says that the animal b'di'eved is muteres, meaning the Rush has the opposite kind of reading of the Gemara in a way than the Rama. Right, so well, I guess it depends on the Seifa to Seifa. But what? I mean, the Rambam's reading that even a regular behema, which bepashtus is mutter lechatchila, right, that we're really just saying the basar is mutter. And the Rush is saying that the whole Gemara is just about the heter. The Gemara is not talking at all about the cheftza. Because even in the Seifa, even in Behema Mesukenes, it's mutter. It's just that it's Osur Lishkot. So for the Rush, you could say that the whole Gemara is talking about Heter Maisa Hashchita. And for the Rambam, if not for the Seifa, the Seifa anyway, you could say that the whole Gemara is talking only about the Cheftza. Okay? The problem is that the Seifa to Seifa, if you want to make the diuk, you don't have to make the diuk, not everybody made the diuk, right? The Seifa to Seifa sounds like, is a case in the Gemara where the Gemara says no, right? And where the Rambam says no, but not no on the Cheftza, no on the Maisa. Correct, Eric? Okay. So what is the alter? So the Rush says mutter. The Rambam says Asur. Is there any other possibility?
It would be Asur Lagamre.
Well, what does the Rambam sound when he says Asur?
Sorry, the Rambam first glance sounds like Asur Laftoch Basar, but be Mutter to eat. the basar. You could also say that it'd be usar even to eat after it.
In the resha to resha, or the resha to the seifa?
Sorry, I thought we were talking about the seifa. The seifa.
Yeah, we're talking about the seifa. In seifa number one. Let's just make it easier. Behema mesukenes. It's clear that the Rambam says asura. The animal's asura.
Mm-hmm.
The chiddush of the Rambam there is that the whole animal is asura. The Rambam says the whole behema is asura. That's what it sounds like. The Rush says the behema is muteris. It's just asur to do it. And there's a middle shita. What's a middle shita? The Rajba here, right. The Rajba Tar Sabayas, the Ran.
So that you could, it'd be Asur, but you could be Yod Molochana Li Yamamelech?
Molochana Li Yamamelech. I mean, it's not Asur Lagamri, but it's Molochana Li Yamamelech. Okay, there are some, we'll get back to this in a minute. So then when the Rambam says, that's why I say there's two extremes of the Rambam. It sounds like the Rambam thinks that Mesukenes is Asur Lagamri, not Muteres, and not even that you can get away with, obviously, Molochana Li Yamamelech. Is not a full right. That's a fraction. Very important. As for the seifa, seifa de seifa, namely chatichas basar, right? You could say, "Oh, Divya Rambam, he already said asura, so he doesn't need to repeat it. It's asur, and therefore it's asura." That's all he meant. There are those who understood it that way, right? There are those who understood that it's, I think you could understand, simple pshat of the Rambam is that it's mutter, right? So then you have two cases where the basar is mutter, a resha, you know, and a seifa de seifa, right? But in one case, you know, it's usar legamri to do it. In the other case, it's, you know, you shouldn't do it. Not usar legamri exactly, something somewhere in between. There are those who suggest for the Rambam that maybe the Seifa is Yolechana Ali Amamelach. Because they want to equate. The Kesef Mishnah here says that the Rambam holds like the Rajba. Yolechana Ali Amamelach. So the Shach, I'll read it inside in just a couple of minutes. The Shach says, what do you mean Yolechana Ali Amamelach? The Rambam typically doesn't believe in Yolechana Ali Amamelach in such cases. Right? So he said, you know, I'll just get it in for the record. We'll take care of that shach now. That's the one in Kuf Mem Beis. I told you to look at that, right? Rambam says, one second. Yeah, this is the shach. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says what? I'll tell you the Shulchan Aruch first. Shulchan Aruch says, Sakin shall alidim sheshach abariz amutar v'bneishu makalko. Based on the language of the Rambam. Then it's the Rama. Vima sakin chadash yashan nulibno mi isur shabal afil chatchila mitumut. That's why the Gra, what he says, works nicely, I guess, for the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't work so well for the Rambam. Vima haisa behema mesukenes harezu asura mipneshu metakein hareza tikun mehanos tashmishe elilim. That's the language. So the Shach, picking up on this in Sif Katan Vav, says Mashma, for the language Harez Asura Milashon Zem Mashma to call a Behem Asura. Velomahani Alochas Schar Sakin Lishkot Bali Amamelach. Bechain Mavur Bekesef Mishnah. Right? And so on. It says, however, the afal pi shekasav sham, mean the kesav mishnah, shekedas harambam hu kosvo harajba, in Torah Sabayis and in Chulin, the haran, if you look at the rajba and the ran in our sugya, they don't say, they say yolachanoli amamelach, shimchotach basar basar asur, tamishani avodis kachavim, miu balakas yamamelach, sagi. Hein, so this says the shachi, there's a stira, so it would have seemed. Hainu vadai the basar. The bishul shenechta kabasa besakin shal ela. We'll discuss it. Lonasa kalabasa beisar. Mashma the sagi, bolachasana sakin liyamamelach. Avam besukenes shem ha'isa meisa im lo shachta v'yesh kanana meruba. Look, kala behemasur. How much I know you get from it? I don't think that's really the pshat. We'll get to back to that in a second. He says. Then he says v'chiluk zem muzkar baharash. V'zesh shaninu harambam v'mechaber b'lishonam b'seifa v'chein asur lachtok v'lo kasav nami im chatach habasar asur. He makes the deal. I said the Gra, on the other hand, says mashma afti evet asur. The Sifkat and Gimel, the Chain Pasku Harajba, Elishakasa de Lokasyama Melak Sagi, Behainu Larashi, right? Avalafima Shakasa Tosas Varambam, Ubishokan Arsham, Bedafka Binisarev, the Chain Kasarab, the Asalagamri, Avalarosh Vatur, Bidiavid Mutta Lagamri. So basically, there are two issues, and I want to take the time we have just to talk about both of them. So question number one is, what is going on in the Reish of the Rambam with this the Bidyeved or half Bidyeved, half Lechatchila? Like, what is that all about? What is that based on? That's point number one. And point number two is, you know, what happens in a case where there is Yisra Hana? You know, what are the parameters of saying mutter b'di'eved with the chafzah shel ba'al? Definitely also lechatchila. Is there iser basar legamri, heter basar legamri, yolechana liyam ha'melach? And is there possibly a difference between the shechita of a behema mesukenes and the chaticha, right, of basar la'achakach? And if so, is that a distinction that is quantitative, how much hana, as it sounds like in the shach, or is there a qualitative issue connected with that? And of course, this idea of the possible distinction between these two cases is something that, as the shach points out, is a hava mina in the rush, just to get this on the record as well. And we'll get back to the rush. But the rush, again, it's fascinating, right? This is another example of how you have to be, you know, so careful and so cognizant, you know, even the Shakavitarya of whether it's the Gemara, Havamina, or the Havamina of Arishon, so because they resonate, you know, they echo in the system. So the Rosh here on Dav Ches, very important piece. Yire, Hodekamar Asur, Haim Lechatchila, referring to the Seifa, meaning behema mesukenes, and it's asur lechatchila, v'lo sheyasar habasar, mishum leyidbak mu'ma min acher. Why not? So the answer is based on global considerations. V'lo domi lenot alemenu eitzim v'hisit botanu chadosh. So we'll get back to that. I want to get to that right now. I want to do one thing at a time. I just want to make the point. He says he doesn't think that the basar should be legamri yasser. Miut sarachiyun, however, in the continuation, the rush is mistopic, is co-care. Miut sarachiyun b'mesukenes, then roi l'damosa l'hasit tanu chadosh l'afiyas ha'pas l'arigas ha'beged. And he's the one who actually deserves the formula, v'yesh kan hana meruba, right? Or not. As opposed to the case of chatichas basar, avol hacha b'shul chatichas basar b'sakin shalakum, right? Lo nasa kol basar b'isur. So basically, he's mistapek whether or not, regarding this question, whether b'di'eved in avar v'shachat, whether the animal is asur bahana, the Rosh is positing the distinction between behema mesukenes and chaticha lenesachim. But the Rosh, is chiluk, is within his own worldview, meaning where the choice is asura or muteris. So he's saying, oh, there's room to think that behema mesukenes is asura, but chatichas nesachim is muteris. And in the end, he says, no, I think it's all muteris. What happened was that the Shach, noticing the difference in the language of the Rambam, in the line of the Ha'ara, the Shach noted two things. Number one, the difference in the language of the Rambam. Number two, the fact that the Kesef Mishnah associated the Rambam with the Rajba, who, together with the Ran, holds Yolich Hana'a Liyama Melach. So how can the Kesef Mishnah think that the Rambam held that when it's clear that that's not what he's saying at all? So combining those two points, the deal in the Rambam and the Hashva'ah, the equation in the Kesef Mishnah, that's where the Shach came up with this echo of the Rush. But it's an echo with a change, meaning when it comes to Behema Mesukenes, they were going to say, according to the Rambam, Asura Lagamri. And when it comes to Chatichas Basa, we're not going to say Muteris Lagamri, which is what the Rush's idea was. We're going to say Yolich Hana Liyama Melach. Okay? So just to sum up, in the Rambam, you could either say that Vechena the Rambam equates Mesukenes and Chatichos, and even though he doesn't follow through, basically that's what you should emphasize. That's how definitely the Rambam was understood by many. You could say that the Rambam has two extremes, which is the way I was reading it, I think the Pashas of reading it, that the Behema Mesukenes is Asura Legamri, and the Chatichos are Mutaros Legamri. And you could say what the Shach is suggesting, which is that there's a compromise based on the perspective of the Rush, but applied differently than the Rush. The Rush applied it to all or nothing, and the Shach is applying it to all being Asur, as opposed to Yolechana, right, Liyama Melach. Okay, so let's take one thing at a time and analyze it a little more fully. Now that we know that, again, it's one seemingly innocent Rambam, together with the Rush and the Rajba, the Kesef Mishnah and so on, but it produces, as I say, these two very interesting topics. So let's talk about the first one for a minute. What could the Rambam possibly have in mind? Why didn't he just write the Gemara, Kipshuto, that l'chatchila, you're allowed to be, I'm talking about the Reisha now, that you're allowed to be shochet pesakin shel avodah zarah, right, given this issue. So, well, of course, what one could say, Meirosh, is that this kind of echoes, right, the fact that it's not such a obvious, proposition. And especially if you take the view, right, that maybe what we were trying to be Bedayik and Tosis and Shabbos Kuvavam and Aleph, which is that the exception isn't Shabbos, because of Lachtamach Shabbos Asra Torah, but maybe Yisuri Anah, and maybe even Yisuri, I'll get back to that in a minute, Yisuri Anah Shel Avodah Zarah in particular. I don't want to emphasize that for the first moment now, but let's say, meaning if you could conceive, and I spent some time discussing, abstractly what you might have said, both about Kilkol and Tikkun and Shabbos, and about what constitutes Anah and Kol HaTorah Kula and Yisuri Anah and so on, meaning the point I'm making is, it isn't so obvious that aggregate Hana is Koveya Legabe Yisrana. Not so obvious. You might have said any Hana Koldehu, but you also might have said that when it comes to, B'dieved, or B'dieved in two senses, not just the impact on the Heftza, but even like after the fact. That's one thing. But certainly as a lechatchila, the fact that you are nene, bimiktas, if the miyud is there, even though it's overridden by the rove, as opposed to simply saying the aggregate puts everything in the taroves or the cholent here, and then we say, well, there's more, so the miyud revach or is irrelevant because it's only the aggregate. I mean, the aggregate is koveya, despite the presence of discrete hefsed and revach, or all there is the aggregate, is what I'm trying to say. So then you might always think that at least l'chatchila you shouldn't do this, right? So that just may be what the Rambam is saying. Or it could be that there's a difference between Isurei Hanah of Avodah Zarah, let's say, and other Isurei Hanah. And that could go, as we've already discussed, in two directions. Depending on what the makor for Isurei Hanah, is it Lo Yachel, like Chizkid Rabbavo comes out of Achila? Is it, is it based on a pasuk which speaks specifically about, seemingly about Hana? In the case of Avodah Zarah, it's La Yidbak Me'uma Minacher. And the question, of course, is what does, Yidbak Me'uma, obviously, is a reason to be Machmir. And you might say the La Yidbak is also a reason to be Machmir if you think that Yidbak means don't have anything to do with it. Like, it's Mukza Machmas Mias. You should be Marchik. Anything it has to do with Avodah Zarah, Le Yidbak Me'uma Minacheren. Then you might be very machmir. You might say that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, like even your association with it, even if it isn't full of Avodah Zarah, but any revach betoch, hasachakol hefsed is enough, right, for reticence, for lechatchila, or kind of lechatchila. Maybe there's the full lechatchila. Maybe it's an after the fact lechatchila, as I was saying before, to be mefarnes the language of the Rambam. Moreover, there is, and this is where the Beis Halevi comes into play, there's another interesting factor, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, and that is lo savi toeva betoch beisecha. So here's where you have the contribution of the Beis Halevi. I don't want to go into the whole deal right now. I told you to look at it. But the Beis Halevi, Aleph Mem Zayin, is again troubled by this Rambam. He also thinks that it's not just that the Rambam read the Gemara this way, but that the Gemara says one thing and the Rambam says something else. That's always interesting. I prefer to think that the Rambam here likely just understood the Gemara this way based on global evidence. But the Beis Halevi, and I think this is somewhat typical, thinks that since the pshat of the Gemara, pashtus of the Gemara is different, so the Rambam is b'miktsas cholek with this Gemara. Obviously, the Rambam can't be cholek with the Gemara, meaning he thinks that this Gemara is dependent upon a perspective which we don't accept, or which he doesn't accept across shas, l'halacha. And what is that perspective? So that's how the Beis Halevi kind of makes this about Lo savi toeva beveisecha. The question is, does that apply only to Avodah Zarah gufa, or does it apply even to mishamshe Avodah Zarah? He says, well, in that, there are a lot of Gemaras that imply that there's a debate on that point, and that we paskin, many people paskin, that it only applies to Avodah Zarah mamish. But if you look at the Rambam and look at Avodah Zarah, it's clear that he applies it, where's the Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. He applies this also to Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam's Lishitaso, in his expansion of Lo Savi, and I'll explain how that affects in just a second, and the Gemara's Lishitaso, because that Manda Amar in our Gemara is holding the other way in that question. But Lahalacha, the Rambam, comes out in a consistent manner. Now, what is the connection to Lo Savi? So then he goes on to talk about Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, is it connected to Hava Bebeso? Is it actually a din in the Surah Hana? In the end of the day, there are points where the Beis Halevi certainly thinks that this whole din of the Rambam is only Durabanan, based on this expanded view of Lo Savi Toeva Bebesach. Again, I don't want to prosecute the whole case because it'll take too long. We only have a few minutes. So, but you look it up to see, it's a very interesting piece. But I think that a lot of what he says can also be adapted a little bit, meaning the connection to Lo Savi, I think, is fascinating. The idea that this is something that may perhaps be limited to Avodah Zarah, I think, is fascinating. I think it also may allow us to say that Lo Savi's interaction with Lo Yidbak Me'uma Menacherem, right, establishes Lo Yidbak as being a kind of, Sheketsu or a Muktzah Machmas Mius, kind of halacha. instead of this only being dependent upon hardcore, in other words, Isur Hana, what Lo Savi proves, even about Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, which then enlivens it in terms of Layidbak Ma'uma Menacherim, because the Gemara Avodah Zarah does link Layidbak Ma'uma, not Lo Savi, is that for the same reason that there's an expanded view of Lo Savi B'toch Pesecha, that is also a reason to look at the Isur Hana of Avodah Zarah in different fashion, meaning in the sense that you just can't have any connection, any tziruf, any association, any identification, you know, with this kind of a thing. The expansion of Lo Savi, right, is mishtakef. It highlights, it reflects upon, right, a different, you know, way of relating to the Layidbak Ma'uma Menacherim as well. And that could be, in my opinion, a din daraisa. Certainly enough that there's no green light for this. Whether we're only saying that there's no b'di'evet, or we're also saying, well, after the fact, it isn't the worst thing. Maybe it isn't the violation of Layidbak, but maybe the din of Layidbak, or the combination of Lo Savi and Layidbak, or the expansion of Layidbak on the basis of Lo Savi, or in its own right, is sufficient that you shouldn't do this l'chatchila, even though we're saying more than, you know, but it's not oser l'cheftza. Of course, it's not oser l'cheftza. You know, even in b'di'evet, it's not necessarily, you didn't violate Layidbak, but maybe the din of Layidbak makes this something to avoid on a different level as well. Okay, so that is, now again, that might be true in Isuri Anah more generally too, for the Rambam, because he doesn't say that this is a special din of Layidbak. But I think in light of the Beis Halevi, I would like to, in other words, basically co-opt a lot of the work of the Beis Halevi, but to daraisa-size this, and then to move it over to Layidbak, Me'uma, Menacher. Okay. So now, let's discuss the second and the third points.
Maybe just
yeah.
Question that. Is that based off the fact that Lo Savi for the Rambam would give an additional Isur Hana, like a second Isur Hana, or is the point of the din of Machnas in terms of what it reflects about Layidbak?
I'm again, Beis Halevi sees it directly as a din in Lo Savi Toeva. I find that a little bit difficult here based on the Gemara and in general, including some of the issues that he himself raises about Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz and you know, and so on and so forth. So right, what I'm saying is that the expansion of Lo Savi highlights that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, this is kind of, you know, sheketz, you know, Layidbak, he just can't even, you know, be connected or associated with an idea. But it's really a din, I'm suggesting it's really a din of Layidbak. Again, I can't be certain, but the Lo Savi Toeva, Mandakar Shemei, in this particular halakha, that's all I'm saying. Whereas, you know, we do have good reason to think that the classical Isra Nava Vodazara, Layidbak, is playing it wrong. Yeah, so I'm kind of co-opting, as they say, part of the apparatus of the Beis Halevi, but I'm suggesting that it has Doraisa consequences, that it then, you know, kind of energizes or highlights the expansion of Layidbak, etc. Now, this idea of Layidbak, as a result, may have Kulazan Chumras, right? This, of course, is a Chumra.
Okay. Does that also provide basis to be medayik in the difference in the realm between just mekalkel versus derech hesed v'hashkasa? Because in the case of mekalkel, there still is tikkun, and that's what we're saying. There is a tikkun there. It's just the aggregate is mekalkel. So then there might be a lichas
tikkun. Right. No, 100%.
But when it's derech hesed v'hashkasa, you don't have any tikkun at all. Therefore, there should be no lo yidbak issue.
Right. First of all, I didn't notice that. I mean, I noticed it, but I didn't mean that in terms of the language of the Rambam, but I totally am makabel it. I didn't mean the idea when I was saying, when I started off by saying that, there are two ways to look at an aggregate, you know, factor. You know, one way is to say, you know, that that's all we care about. And therefore there's no mixas, you know, reva. There's no mixas hefsed, you know, that is overridden by aggregate hefs, by aggregate revach, or vice versa. all there is the whatever. Or no, we acknowledge, you know, the mixtas. We think that what's decisive is the agro. That's exactly what I meant by that idea. I think you're totally right that when you have something which is derech hashkasa, you know, all you have, you know, is, you know, I mean, then the, you know, the components and the aggregate are the same. And that also would have be consequential for this that we're saying is I meant that language, that deal, but I think it works beautifully. And I'm a Kabbalah. So, very good. Thank you. Okay. So, that's with regard to that part of it. And I think that this is, you know, raises an interesting question, you know, about possibly, being mechalek, you know, between different types of Yisra'ana, as we said, that are based on, other, you know, factors. Again, the makor, the pasuk, the question of shelo kederech, the question whether it's, you know, integrated in part, you know, of some broader iser, you know, like basa b'chalav, you know, things like that. Likula and lechumra, you know, just like I think that those distinctions, again, we'll speak about in Mtachim, are relevant to issues like, you know, lachem, or shelo b'rshuso, you know, whether there's a shame shovi, bailus, you know, all those kind of questions. So too, with regard to this question of, you know, do the discrete revachs and hefsids get completely nullified because all we care about is aggregate, or is aggregate even koveya legabe everything if you assume that the components like exist or continue to exist, you know, independently, et cetera, you know. I think that, you know, not only is it possible to distinguish avodah zarah from other things, but it is possible to distinguish other Yisurei Hana as well. So with that in mind, before we get to the, you know, the Yisur Hana, Yolech Hana issues, which I'm going to touch on very quickly, so let's talk about the Taz and the Shach. Okay? So, yeah. Okay. I see Kyle is here. Kyle, are you there? Kyle? Oh, maybe not. His K is there. Tzvi, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, in what do we have about, what am I talking about? The Taz, the this, the that?
So the Taz is talking about Mudar Hana.
Yeah, excellent, exactly. The Taz raises the question about the relationship between Mudar Hana and Isur Hana regarding this proposition, you know, that if there's some element of Kilkul and some element of Tikkun and an aggregate of one over the other, right, do we care about the aggregate only, or do we care about the other elements, and therefore at least the Chatchila, there should be any. So what I was trying to say in the Rambam might be true, and you might just think that's a machlokes sugyos, or you might think that our Gemara is talking about, you know, a second level b'diavad, or just the basar itself. So the Taz raises with regard to Mudar Hana. But in light of our analysis, that's why, you know, we invest, I hope. We try to invest. Not always wisely, I guess, but we try. So, like, we invested quite a bit of time just now, like, examining, you know, the possibilities and the permutations. So we can go a little quicker now. Meaning, everything we've just said about, it's not so posh that you always go over the aggregate. Maybe sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Maybe it depends on the pasuk. Maybe it depends on the nature of the Yisra'na. You know, maybe with regard to this, regard to that. So now we're actually seeing it concretely. Because our Gemara doesn't say anything, speaks about a case of avodah zarah, but there's no indication that it's limited to that. In terms of the evidence that we have, there is that tosis in Shabbos, which does emphasize Le'id Bakmum Menacherim. Tosis here does not. We're not sure whether that's consequential or not. I already mentioned, also because I already knew this Taz, but not only because of that, that when it comes to the relationship between Isra Hana and Mudar Hana in general, that it's a tricky issue. By the way, I mentioned a second ago that when it comes to Lachem, like what's Lachem, what's talking about Mtsachem. You know, whether Isra Hana is Lachem, whether Isra Hana is considered Breshuscha, those kind of issues. So it's a massive literature. So a part of the discussion revolves around evidence from Nadarim from Mudrana. Besalevia's old piece on Marik much earlier. So I think I already mentioned the Meiri also in Nadarim, you know, suggests that the Shior of violating Mudrana and the Shior of violating Surin are different. You know, is it Shavapruta or not, or less than a Shavapruta? Mudrahana is man created Isurhana, right? And based on the, let's say, paradigm of Nadarim. To the extent that it's connected to Nadarim, that would give it a Heftza kind of an orientation. To the extent that it's created by man, there are two things to say. Number one is that intent, subjective intent, is going to matter a lot because the Darim, because they're created by the individual man, right, depend on Lashon B'nei Adam, what he means, objectively what the words mean, but also subjectively, likely what was his intent. But I also think, and we'll see language in both cases, that the very fact that it is a generated, you know, humanly generated, you know, kind of an Isra'na, which of course makes it more Gavra-oriented, perhaps a kind of halacha, but also may make it more informal. In other words, it may expand it. Not only because of, you know, Lishon B'nei Adam, also maybe because of that, but also just because it's not, because it's not formal, it's kind of, you know, that kind of expands it. So, for example, we're talking about something like this, where, oh, you know, you might be more inclined to think about the aggregate on the one hand, as opposed to the components. That's how much Rebbe Chamachev said. On the other hand, you also, for the same reason, might be more inclined to think that if there's any element of Hana, that's a violation of Mudra Hana, because he initiated this, you know, and he basically is trying to draw, you know, to generate barriers between him and this other person, you know, and a mixas, you know, Hana is also a violation of the barrier in some respect. Okay. Anyways, that's where we come into the Taz. So the Shulchan Aruch, Tzvi was talking, right? Tzvi? So
yeah.
The Shulchan Aruch basically says what? The Shulchan Aruch is a Siman Reish Chaf Aleph. And it says...
Yeah. So, specifically talking about like the Sakin part?
Yeah,
or, exactly. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. The Ramah. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, and then the Ramah comes in and says that it would be Mutar Lishchot Lo Behema Bria.
Mutar Lishchot Lo Behema Bria.
So he applies it to the Gemara in Chulin to Mudra Hana.
Yeah, and the Shach is quiet about it.
Yeah, the Shach just says.
Yeah, go ahead. Avalobim Misek Misukanishu Mitake. The key words in Shach are.
What are the key words?
Vayan
Leal.
It was meant to be like a trick question, but you got it. Exactly. Just by saying Va'ayin Le'el Simen Yud, Siv Katan Dalid, right? Tzvi knows me too well. So that's the that's the key words, basically. Meaning,
so he's equating
we wrote about Isurei Hana and the Gemara about Avodah Zarah, and we generalized it in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shechita in Simen Yud for Isurei Hana, right? Who are going to Mudra Hana? Correct? Then comes the top. The Taz, you know, is a big Mechadish, as was his father-in-law, the Bach. You know, they're often, you know, again, typically we paskin like this, typically, the Shach over the Taz, all things being equal, the Beis Yosef over the Bach, all things being equal. But the Bach and the Taz are contrarians, you know? You can always count on them, you know, for some excitement and for some interesting ideas, some of which, again, deserve to get echoed. So this is a great Taz. Go ahead. What does the Taz say? Tzvi?
So the Taz pretty much
starts from Avshini Kedai, like a note of humility.
Yeah. Avshini Kedai Lachlok.
Siv Kan
Membet. Avshini Kedai Lachlok Al Harav Bal O Al Moed Shehu Himtzi Din Zek Mevuar Bevet Yosef Mikol Makom Amarti She'en Lesmoch Al Hora Zot Zepashut, the Hanagadola Hilo, Masha Yishko.
He basically paskins against the Rama. He says, no, Mudarna is not the same as what we wrote in Ilkhus Shechita. Why? Go ahead, Zepashut.
Zepashut, the Hanagadola Hilo, Masha Yishko, Yati Rana Lola Achila. Ubacholyom under Sochrim.
Yeah. I mean, why do we pay good money for a shochet to do destructive work for us?
Yes, yeah, so it's clearly it's what he wants, and he's getting a lot of hana from it. That's why he's deciding. But
clearly,
to do
we perceive there's an element, there's a dimension of this, which is tikkun. Otherwise, we wouldn't be writing a check, right? That's an interesting point of view, right? So, but basically, already you see what he's saying, which is don't think that the aggregate eliminates
right now. That's here,
exactly. And once that is true, then you know this whole thing is more of an open question. Okay, but b'chol yom nesocher v'dafka. Ah, so what are you going to do with the sugyas though?
V'dafka
you could say, maybe it's a machlokas sugyas. You know, for the Rama, maybe that expresses itself in the chatchila and b'diavad, or of some sort. Or maybe shiny avodah zarah, right? Or maybe shiny mudarana. Okay, go ahead. So let's see.
Medavka legabe avodah kochavim amrinan she'en b'shvil isar avodah kochavim isar b'sakin shel ovid kochavim. V'ra'im mefureshem in divrei ha'tosfo perka oreg shekatvu b'divrei ha'batcha chutz mi'chovel zelashonam. Af agav dechol shochet makalkelu k'damrinan perkam dechul b'sakin shel ovid kochavim mitar l'shchopa. Moda Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan shamat t'chayev lo chashiv makalkel d'davka le'inyan ad makalkel. דafka לאינן אבונו כוחהם חשים מתקלקל תכתיב לא ידבק ביאדחם ומה מין החירב לא חשים לא נהנה קיימת של כלכלו יותר אל תיקונו עד כאן לשונם. So Harry, first of all, דלו יאפינו לאינן שבת מאבונו כוחהם בזה. So he's saying it's specifically by אבונו כוחהם with.
So he's emphasizing again. It shows this is a very good affirmation of what we were doing, right? He's saying, oh, Tosis and Shabbos sounds like. The charig, the yotze min haklal, is avodah zarah. But even other avodah zarah, la yidbak muma min acherim, right? The Taz thinks la yidbak muma min acherim is different, right? But Shabbos is the rule, not the exception. But who adin nadarim? Nadarim isn't avodah zarah. So nadarim is Shabbos. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Can I bring dafka gabe?
Dafke Gabi in Yanabo Kham Gali Rahman of Loba Makuma Acher. So, yeah, it's.
Stop for a second. So, if you look at the. What is this now? The Shah, who was quiet until now, because he thought it was a Din Pashut. But this is, you know, this is the Taurus Abayas, you know, and Bedek Abayas, you know, of Yoridea. Right? The Taz and the Nakudas Akesef. So, what does the Shah say on this?
I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see that?
No.
It could be I didn't tell you. I think I probably said the Taz and the Shach, and I assumed that. Did everybody know that the Nekudas HaKesef is the Shach? Yeah? Okay. Anyway, so the Shach, I'll do the Shach part. You do the rest. He says, as for the question, you know, his question, you know, shiny about it, says, V'lo kasha midni, the kivin above Avodah Zarah shari, afal gav the sivla yidbak mu'uma min acherim, kivin the kukula yosa min tikuno, in Cain called Shekain bin Adarin. So the number one, we'll see in a moment, but the Shach says, what do you mean you can't learn from it? Avodah Zarah is not, according to Taz, Avodah Zarah is more Mekel because of Layidbak Mu'uma Menacher. Before we were talking about in the Rambam that maybe it's more Machmir, right? But you can understand why it could be either. The Shach is saying, Kol Shekain bin Adarin, even Avodah Zarah. Okay, very important. Okay, and then what's a raya from Tosis? He says, I don't think that's the next piece. The Shach says, Lo dok. Ain't kavodas a Tosis omer didavka gabe avodah zara. Dim came bekol duchti dialfinan, b'meh matzinu, hecha matzinu yalal meilav, neim ahochi de gali gali. Of course, this is an important methodological question. You have a Tosis, they bring a raya from one context. Do they mean to say that it only applies to that context, or are they universalizing? Shah says, I think they're universalizing. I don't think they're saying shiny avodah zarah. Now, again, if you compare Tosis and Shabbos, Tosis and Chulin, and you're impressed by the difference, you know, then you could say, well, that's a special din in Avodah Zarah. The Shach is saying, I think they're the same, pretty much. And just bring a raya from something which obviously you think is a broad principle. Right? Uvadai da osa malacha filo eno nana chayev. Avon she nechshav mekalkel v'lohav malacha ze lo amrinan ze kavanas hatosis. We'll get back to that in a second. That's the next one. So what does he do with, what does the Taz do with Tosis in Chulin? There they don't quote him. There it sounds like Shabbos is the difference. So that's the second. That shifts into phase two. Go ahead. So here it's almost like the Taz again is affirming that Tosis and Shabbos is different than Tosis in, I'm sorry, Tosis in Chul is different than Tosis in Shabbos. That in Tosis in Chulin, it sounds like the exception is not Avodah Zarah, but Shabbos. But he says, that's fine too, because Mudra Hanah is like Shabbos. How's Mudra Hanah like Shabbos? The answer is, since it's Toli B'Lashon B'nei Adam, and he created it, so it's subjective. Shabbos is subjective, Mudra Hanah is subjective. Avodah Zarah and Shari Suri Hanah, which according to this Tosis, even according to the Taz, would be dragged together. It's not shiny Avodah Zarah. It's shiny Suryana mi Mudrana. Mudrana is like Malachas Machsheves. It depends subjectively. That's fascinating. But again, the Shach doesn't like it at all. So what the Shach said previously was, or language of the Shach is very interesting. The Shach said, I'm just going back to the language I read before, says Malachas Machsheves Osra Torah's impact on Shabbos is just to tell you that you're doing the Malacha. Meaning Hana is irrelevant. The only thing that's relevant in Shabbos is the Maisa Aveira. So, and it sounds like what he's saying is, if you have Mekalkel Gomor, then that's a Hafka of the Maisa Aveira. You're not an Osa. You're not Osa Malacha. But anything short of Mekalkel Gomor, which affects the level of Hana, doesn't affect the Maisa anymore. Again, I'm just going to read the line over before. Gabi Shabbos, ne de kilkul gorem dilonene, sof sof osa malacha badai. Da osa malacha filu enonene chayim. This is the issue we talked about in the Minchas Chinuch. Aval she nechshav mekalkel v'lohava malacha, here he says straight out, again, whether he means it, meaning he says mekalkel is afgas malacha. Real mekalkel. Ze lo amrinan, ze kavanas hatosis. So, the Shach is arguing on multiple fronts. Okay, what's the next line of the? Let's keep going taz, in the Taz for a minute. The Su.
The Su, the Kavachomer, who ubin adarim, the Matzinu, Beresh Parak, Ein Bein Hamoder, Berebi Eliezer, the Spirale, Afilu Vitor, Asur, Bemoder.
Okay, what's he trying to say here?
So I
now he's attacking it, not so much what's the exception, what's the rule. First he was saying, shiny about Azar, as opposed to everything else. Now then he's saying, okay, fine, shiny Shabbos, but Nadarim are like Shabbos. Now he's saying, and generally, the ship between Mudar Hana and Suri Hana, right? There's always a huge difference. We're always way more machmir in Mudra Hana than we are in Isur Hana. Again, it's because of his intent, because it's man-generated, it's not a formal, you know, objective definition. He says Vitor proves that, right? He's drawing lessons from other controversial Hagdara questions from here. He's exactly doing what you would expect that he would want to do. Right, and so he has Vitor, Mitams asrin and reish simon zafil drisus regel, right? Delakopti inchi, and yet, because kavachomer sheyesh lesar hana gedola kazos shemachshir umamtzi loachil mashal yochal lechol blabachi. Then he has another raya from the Ravid. What's the raya from the Ravid, Zvi? Just very quickly.
So the Ravid is talking about where it's somebody takes a shvua, the mohel or the shochet, that he's not going to get any hana from the townspeople. So he's allowed to do mila and shechita for free. But if he needs to, you know, make a living, then they're able to matir then the shvua, so he's able to be paid for it. And then when he says to not get that they shouldn't get any benefit from him if he takes a shvua for that, then the Ravid only talks about mila and so teaching. He doesn't talk about shechita.
Right. I mean, the Taz made this interesting diuk in the language of the Ravid, where he starts off talking about mila and shechita, and then he drops the shechita. Harishahitcha beis pam be mila shechita b'sofo zachar shechita shiyasal abachinam. Elishazeh also kivin shenu mitzvala. But this, of course, relevant to our whole year. Right? He's saying mila is a mitzvah. Shechita is not a mitzvah. Shechita is not a mitzvah, according to the Taz. Remember the whole Taz in the beginning of the year about Birchas Shevach, Birchas Mitzvah. So you have to integrate what he says here with what he said there. In general, though, probably in addition, what he means is that unlike Mila, which is a chova, you know, bekumbase, right? Shechita, as we know, is either a matir or becomes a mitzvah, you know, within a framework, but it's a different kind of a mitzvah. But his idea is, okay, nira barur, dira harav harama, Dvarim shazacharnu, right? Loya kovea kan halacha lahakel the iser gamurhu. If only the Rama was here to hear my analysis, right? He would have paskin differently. But this last point is fascinating too, because here he's zeroing in particularly on forget about mudrana and avodah zarah and everything, you know, holchem achar l'shom bnei adam. But what about shechita itself and the status of shechita? So again, the Nekutas HaKesef, the Shach, says about these things also. He says, I don't understand what Tas is talking about. Eino klum, demabekach, that holchen achar kavanas anoder. Sof sof, ein kanana. And then the next piece. Vitor osur b'mudrana, eino klum. Dehasam sof sof yesh kanana. Avalhacha, ein kanana. Gama shehevi me'arayvid, eino raya. What's the Shach saying? See?
I guess he seems to be saying that, like, once there's the general, like, kilkul or whatever, the aggregate, then we're not looking at the hana here.
Exactly. The Shach is saying, listen, Taz, the issue that you're raising, i.e., that there's room to be mechalek between hana, the parameters of Yisra hana and Mudra hana, the parameters of Yisra hana in Isurei Hana may be correct. I mean, there may be gray area cases which, you know, in which you'll be mechalek between these two. However, he says, that's not what we're talking about here, because here there's zero Hana. There's, you know, ambivalent Hana, miktsas Hana, you know, Hana, informal Hana, let's call it. You know, under the radar ground, it's like, you know, pachos mipruta or vitur or, you know, drisas regel, you know, things that, like, you know, there's contact, you know, but is it hana? But here we're dealing with a more absolute question, the question of yesh hana or ein hana. This is an absolute question. He says there's no hana here. So clearly what the Shach doesn't want to admit is that there's, you know, miktsas revach and miktsas kilkul, you know, and for certain dinim, you know, you need kilkul gomor, for certain dinim you need revach gomor, certain dinim depend on the aggregate, certain dinim depend on the presence of some of these factors. He's basically saying, no, the aggregate idea eliminates, you know, you need to do the, in order to do the mathematical equation, to do the addition, you know, you need to have the, you know, the pieces, the components. But the components are not part of the chalos. That's the Shach. Okay. In the Pisrei Tshuva, I should just mention, there's an interesting discussion on some of these issues. Does it matter, for example, the mokom shenosnim or ein nosnim skar ba'ara shchita? If you pay for the shchita, right, does that matter? Legabi mudur hana. Obviously, it doesn't matter regarding Isur hana, or at least about Zara's Isur hana. Does the fact that you actually pay for it, for the shochet, will that matter? Maybe that's a shiur in, you know, whether you look at the aggregate or you also look at the component. Maybe this bolsters the component part or the subjective part. How, you know, one of the two or both. That's one issue. Another issue, let's say you ask the person to shecht for you as opposed to he shechts for you. Your mudra ana from Ploni, Ploni shechts for you. Or your mudra ana from Ploni, you request that Ploni shecht from you. That's a distinction that we find in mudra ana generally. That's another distinction suggested in Omar lo beferush, that's a machlokas beis Yosef and the Rama. Amnam, what about b'mako mitzvah? That's another third issue. Like meat l'kvod Shabbos. So he's suggesting the yesh lismach bazeh al Rama because of the factor of b'mako mitzvah, the counter pressure. V'ayin od b'simin samach vav mutar l'naker basar michute chelo v'dam shel misha mutar hanam menu sharei mrotza hamudar lavar l'mitzvah yachol l'okla b'loniker. This is fascinating. Here he gets to the question, I don't want to go into details, but you should just be aware of it, of mitzvos lav lihanos nitnu. Now, we have a rule, mitzvos lav lihanos nitnu, that requires a lot of discussion in its own right. What about shchita as a mitzvah? And what about nikar and chelev? So say, why not? The mudra hana, is he, you know, does this qualify as mitzvos lav lihanos nitnu? First of all, does mitzvos lav lihanos nitnu apply to mudra hana as opposed to isur hana? And assuming that it does, what constitutes mitzvos lav lihanos nitnu? So if you are going to eat, you could eat the chelev in the dam be'isur. It's not like you can't eat it otherwise. So he says, yeah. But since that's the case, and the only reason that you're doing it is l'shem mitzvah, imrotza mudar lavar al mitzvah yachol ochla b'lo nikar, ein ma'ak eva l'cheftza l'kayim ha-mitzvah, nimsa shen anel ha-hanos kiyim ha-mitzvah, u'mitzvah slav li'hanos l'itnu. Amnam limloach ha-basar, you're talking about salting the meat, which in addition to Hanoas mitzvah, also is Mahaneu, Gamken, Shamelach, Mamtika Basar, right, Venosim Botam. The question is whether the aggregate its benefit, because the health people claim that it has a huge downside, but Nimtza Mahaneu, what about that? Similarly, the second, that's Pisrei Tshuva Ozvav. Pisrei Tshuva Ozayin talks more about a different question. Does the din of, in the Sugyan Tmura, Yavid Mahani or Lo Mahani, let's say Yavid Lo Mahani, does that apply here or not? Like, you're not allowed to do this, the Chatchila, if you did it, that's what he discussed, that's also very fascinating. Imshachad b'diyabed l'chor yesh l'asar, right, when it's Asar, the Kamelin Karava b'tmura. Or no, that's a partly a Tmura issue, partly a this issue. Okay. In the end, in the Yad Avram on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he discussed the linear and Enkan Hana, Mashem Machshir Basar Lachila Mi Isra Ever Menachai. Let's say you're like the Sugim Psachin. Is that considered Hana or not? Delagara Mi Mayon Bi Mosag Shomim Shem Machshir Gufa Mi Isra Tuma. Afila Achishari Kivin Shein Elagrama. Typically, in order to qualify for mitzvah slav lihanos nitnu, according to many Rishonim, the majority view of the Rishonim, the Ran and the Darim and Rashi and so on, you need not only, it has to be something which is purely hanos mitzvah where there's no hanos aguf. If there's hanos aguf, right, then that's not mitzvah slav lihanos nitnu. So what they're discussing here is, what about something in between? There's no hanas aguf, like going, you know, dunking in the mikvah, you know, in the summer when you're also going to cool off, you know, so that's a case which is not mitzvah slav lihanos nitnu. But what about where you do shchita, which is a matir v'achilas basar, so it's l'shem hanas aguf, but it's a halachic tikkun. Right? Your hana isn't physical hana. You know, it's the hana of the matir, which leads to physical hana. Or let's say chalitza, which is matir osa l'shuk, right? But this is what he discusses here. I don't want to get into details. What's the relationship between things like shchitas, legabe eiver menachai, legabe heter achilas basar, tahara min amikva? What is minias ha'iser or hatuma? What is considered to be actually a matir of hanas agavra? And how does that fit in with actual hanas agavra? So this also touches on the status of shchita. But okay. This is the discussion in the dark. So now let's turn our attention. We're going to have to stop in a minute, but we'll just take a couple minutes going forward. Let's talk about very quickly the Rush, the Rambam, the Rajba, etc. Namely, the question of where you are in violation of Yisra Hana, whether that has an impact on the Chafetz or not. So if you look at the Rush, Binyamin, you saw the Rush? Okay, the Rush is an extreme, right, as we noted. I mean, the Rush is of the opinion that even though he violates the Yisra Hana, he's not allowed to do this, right? A, we don't say, Yavram, Kamash Avrach, Marali, Ravid, Lomahani. We're certainly not saying that. B, according to the Rush, what, Binyamin?
It's Motor Be'achila, Be'hana, after.
So he himself is a bit troubled because we have other examples where clearly you are you're going to be osur lechol asachefza, correct?
Right.
For example,
I regas a beged with a karka of avodah zarah.
Yeah, you oreg a beged, or for what else? A tanur, you created a tanur, or you created a bishul, or a fia, or a pas, right? In those cases, the cheft is asur,
right?
So what's the difference? So what does the Rush say?
The Rush says that it's lo nas is kulo be'isr in our example of shchita, as opposed to the other cases. Like by arigas ha-beged, the entire beged is nas is be'isr.
Is not his piece, correct?
Yeah.
And that's why he himself is mistapek that maybe he should be mechalek between shkitas mesukenes and chatichas, habasar. Although again, the language in the Rush is quantitative, like how much benefit, like how much hana, how much of the product is a consequence of the isra hana element, correct?
Yeah.
So that is basically the Rush is taking a view that unlike situations where, so let's just say it this way. It sounds like what the Rosh is saying is that there's something called Totseret Yisra Hana. I mean, a product of Yisra Hana. Meaning, without the Yisra Hana, it wouldn't be here at all. Not just that it enhances it, or it makes it more. This is the question. There are Yisra Hana contributions of different types, let's just say it this way. Right? Sometimes it's in access. Sometimes it enhances, the experience, right? Quantitatively, qualitatively, those are two different things. And sometimes, right, it transforms, and therefore it has its identity, right, stamped, its imprimatur, if you will, right, stamped all over the Chafetza. So it seems like this is the crucial issue and question. And it seems like, again, to make the story short, because it's a massive topic in its own right, it seems like there could be like a double argument, regarding this question more generally. There's one is a question of assessing the scope of that particular contribution. Is how do we look at, accessing something qualitatively, enhancing the experience, quantitatively enhancing the experience. How do we even look at a change in identity or change in status? Meaning, how do we even look at certain transformative benefits or impacts. How do we actually look at those? And especially if you take the extremes, let's say quantitative enhancement or access on the one side, let's say, and transformation and even chalos halachically, a different identity, you know, on the other side, you know, as being, you know, like certainly the in-betweens, right? There can be a debate about, you know, how we look at them. So for example, let's say there's a qualitative enhancement of the product, you know, but it would have, it's not a new identity to what it otherwise would have been, right? So to what extent do we consider that to be transformative or at least, you know, somewhat transformative, right? Or dimension of transformative consequence. Okay? So what I'm basically trying to say is whether it's on the extremes or the cases in between, right? There can be a debate about assessing them and assigning, you know, them like a certain kind of impact. There can be a secondary debate, which complicates things, and that is that even if we had, you know, a good way to define, right, all these contributions, you know, which contributions are necessary, are sufficient or necessary to accomplish, right, a total transformation, zero transformation, right, or miktsas transformation. And let me just say it this way, again, hopefully to save time, then we'll just apply it for a second, and then I'll probably expand 5 minutes next time before we start our next topic. And that is with regard to the question of Yolechana Liyam HaMelech. Meaning, what do you think about Yolechana Liyam HaMelech, Binyamin?
So generally the Prince of the Gemara talks about, or Rabbi Eliezer, it's a machlokas, but Rabbi Eliezer believes that it could be Molechana Liyam HaMelech, and presumably the Svara is that if you destroy the amount of Hana that you received, so there's a net zero of Hana.
Is that really true?
I mean, that's what I thought, at least.
No, you're 100% right. First of all, is there more than one way to... I'm asking two questions. Is that, you know, and what's the limiting factor in Yolechana Liyam HaMelech? I mean, what is it good for on the surface? Right, what is it effect of that, and what is it in effect of that?
So I think what Rabbi's referring to is that it's good in terms of receiving Hana from the object, but it may not be matir that thing bi'achila.
Correct. Or another way to say the same thing, I think, is that with regard to Hana, the problem of Hana, Sagavra, right, the neutralizing of Yolechana Liyam HaMelech is acceptable. Like, I didn't, in the end, accrue a gain because I neutralized that gain, even though I did it after the fact. But with respect to the impact or the extent to which, right, the Hana, right, is considered to be part of the Chafza Shel Taroves here, or part of the Chafza, even B'miktas, if that's an issue, then Yolechana Liyam HaMelech doesn't really help me. Right? And it's for Hana, say it easily, Hana's Hagavra, it helps. And even then you could argue maybe it doesn't help so much, but for Hana's Hachefza, if that's an issue, right, it's very problematic. So this becomes an interesting question, right? I guess our default would be, there's probably arguments about this for sure. There are arguments with this, but the point would be that sometimes, you know, Isra Hana is just a lechatchila, you shouldn't have done this. Right? But the effect is such that it doesn't adhere in the Chefetz at all, or it doesn't continue after the initial Maisa Veir. I mean, it's done. You're an Ana already. You can't even be Metakin it, or you don't need to be Metakin it, even Mitzad Agavra after the fact. Right? The more trivial, I guess, the effect, the more that is the case. On the other part of the spectrum, if we're dealing with something which is a Totzeret Shel Isuri Hana, namely, there was a transformation as a result, a new identity, halachic new identity especially, then the entire Chefza bears that imprint, that stigma, right? And it should be asur kula. And in between is when either there's a kind of hanas agavra, but you can neutralize it in the after. You can still do something. It can be metakein it. You can, you know, get rid of that, you know, benefit. Again, not in history, because he did it already. But at least you can kind of neutralize that on your permanent record. You can neutralize the gavra effect of it. Can you even, like, thereby affect the mitzvah's impact it has on the tarovas? Hard to say. More difficult to say that. Okay. So what the Rosh is saying, basically, when he talks about the difference between, Kalai Begadim and Pas and Tanur, is these are Totzeres Shel Yisurayana, and therefore Kula Asur. But in our case, he's saying, the animal, Shchitas Mesuken, even Shchitas Mesukenes, he's basically saying, is not, it's the same animal, or the animal was Omedes also for Davarzeh, even though it isn't the first choice. This is an interesting question. Again, it's a question of Muktza, Nolad, in a bunch of areas too. And that is, again, when, to what extent, the more something is Omed in advance, you know, Lekach, to a certain kind of Shinui, the less we perceive it, you know, as an Olad, call it. In other words, if Bessie, I've said this many times, poor Bessie, if you look at Bessie and instead of seeing, you know, your, you know, a source of milk or, you know, a machine, you know, for Harisha, you know, but you see supper, right? Then the Shechita isn't as transformative, perhaps. The question is whether halachically, you know, especially since that it's not its number one, you know, hana usage, you're allowed to do that or not. And is there a difference between Hilchos Shechita, I'm sorry, Hilchos Yisuri Hana and Hilchos Mukta, for that matter, Lekula and Lechom. Okay? So basically what the Rosh says, just to sum up, is that in his opinion, right, this is one of three options of what you can do with an animal, and you did it, and it's also to have done it, because that you're benefiting from the Yisuri Hana. But in the end of the day, there's no totzeret yisurei ana. It doesn't leave an imprimatur. It doesn't create an imprimatur, an imprint. And then in the continuation, the Rosh says, not so sure. Maybe there's a difference between shchitas mesukenes, maybe that really would be asura, as opposed to cutting up the meat where the shame meat is there. Now again, he says it in terms of the quantity of Isur Hana, how much Hana are you getting from it? I would prefer to think of it in terms of how transformational, how predictive or anticipatory it is. Does it, you know, change the complete identity, the quality, you know, et cetera, or just the quantity? Yolech Hana Li Alma Melech becomes a different fact. So the Rambam's view and Tosfos' view, unlike Rashi, is that we only say Yolech Hana Li Alma Melech in Taroves. Okay, in light of this, we can understand that. Why? Yoni? I see Yoni's here. Okay. Yoni Goldberg, yeah.
Yeah. So, in terms of Halach Li Alma Melech, like if something is considered a Totseris of an Isur Hana, then just bringing the Hana to Alma Melech wouldn't really help out so much.
And so why do we only say it in Taroves?
Because when the item is be'en, then there's more of an Isur Chavtza.
Correct, exactly. As long as the item is be'en, then it's like, you know, made in China, so this is, you know, Totzeres Isuri Hana, you know, halachically, you know, stamped all over it. And Yolech Hana Li Alma Melech doesn't help you. But once you put it in a tarovis and it's batel, right? So of course you are begavra, you know, consuming literally, you know, the benefits of having done that because you have more, you know, food on your plate or as the case may be, by virtue of the Isra'na. But this, the identity perhaps has been lost. That's the question. And then in some cases, maybe Chatichas Basar, you know, you could say, well, that to begin with is only, you know, Isra Gav, but that's not Tzeres, right? But you might say that it's not even that. It's an Isra Gavra, which doesn't continue to leave a stamp even as a reminder, like, you know, oh, you know, the meat that you're, the beautifully, you know, presented, cut up, you know, I mean, they, you know, kind of scissor handed the meat so that, you know, you're eating this meat and it's telling a story, you know, you don't even want to eat it maybe because, you know, how could you eat that aesthetic art piece? But in the end of the day, you know, it reminds you of, it's a testament to your Hanas Agavra. In some cases, even that's not true. It's just a more trivial or an accessing or an easier accessing, etc. So this, I think, is the key to understanding the different shitos of A, Mutar Legamri, Asur Legamri, or Yolech Hanah Liyam HaMelech. So now we can appreciate the shitos, meaning the Ramban, just to sum up, in the sugya, says both Misukenes, Shitos Misukenes, and Chatichos are Asur. But he doesn't tell us Asur Legamri, right, or Yolech Hanah Liyam HaMelech. But he equates them. The Rajab and the Ran also equate them and assume about both of them Yolech Hanah Liyam HaMelech. Right? The Rambam either equates both of them according to one understanding, and then Shneim Kulam Asurim, or thinks that one is Legamri Mutter, namely the Chatichos, Bidiabed, and the other is Legamri Asur, namely the Behemah Misukenes. That's my reading of the Rambam. Or, like the Shach's reading of the Rambam, which is that the Behemah Misukenes is Asura, and the Chatichos are not just Asur Lechatchila, but they are Yolech Hana Liyam HaMelech. But at least now we can understand all the different shitos. And again, I think what emerges is a machlokas about assessing, you know, how transformational, how qualitatively different, what's the role of, et cetera, as well as the extent to which those factors are koveya, either with regard to the cheftza or the continuing blight that needs to be addressed on the level of the gavra, as opposed to, you know, he did the wrong thing. And it's, you know, of our zmano batel korbono. It's a mu'uvas lo yuchal litko. So maybe we'll talk more for a couple of minutes just about this, but then I want to move on to Daf Yud Amud Aleph next week. Okay, so everybody should have a good Shabbos. I've got to run because I have, but we'll try to get questions in on Tuesday.